This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين صدق الله العظيم Respected أساتذة كرام علماء كرام Dear friends and my beloved elders in Islam, in the previous bayan we spoke about how this ummah has accepted change according to the time and according to the need of the time. And the new change which we as an ummah have accepted is the change of social media. And we even spoke about the element which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at whenever implementing a change, and that was the element of benefit and harm. If something was beneficial, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted it. If something was harmful, he left it out. And then we even spoke about the hadith where the sahaba said that, O Prophet of Allah, we want to stand on the street, don't snatch this from us. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you want to stand on the street, then learn the etiquettes of standing on the streets. So having said that, since this ummah has accepted this new change of social media, every adult, every elderly, every child is on social media, we need to learn the etiquettes of being on social media. The first thing which we need to learn is that what is our intention when we are using social media? Why are we there? Is it to stay updated with what is happening around the globe? Is it to stay updated regarding the humanity around the globe? Is it to stay updated regarding brothers and sisters around the globe? Is it to learn something through internet or share good information through internet? If these are the intentions, then there is nothing wrong. It is permissible. In fact, it is good. But if the intention is something which is against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to flirt, to backbite, to taunt someone, to gossip about someone, then we have to rectify our intention, we have to review and revive our intention. That is the first thing we have to keep in our mind. The second thing which we have to understand is that if we are going to use social media, then let us be there with our true identity, true status, and true information. Why should there be a need for a person to be there with a fake name or with a fake personality? You will see sometimes that a person is posing with a Ferrari car, but in reality, he doesn't even have a Toyota. Or he's posing with a mansion. In a reality, he doesn't have a shelter. Why should there be a need for a person to show himself with two personalities? In fact, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Min sharri an-nasi dhul wajhain." From the worst of people are those who have two faces. They show one face to a group of people and then they show other face to another group of people. And look at the harm, look at the damage when we do that. Look at the damage. The first thing when you are doing that, the first damage is that you are not happy with who you are. You are not happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So you are damaging your self-confidence. That is the first harm. The second harm, you are engaging in deception. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ghashana falaysa minna." The one who has to deceive us is not from us. So you will see, it's a trend, it is normal. Sometimes you will just receive an email saying that I am so and so, I'm such and such a female with three kids. And they will even send you a picture of a beautiful woman, when in reality that person you are talking to is a man. And then he will tell you that, you know, if you could send me some money so that I can travel to you and I can settle down with you. So that is deceiving. And it happens amongst the youngsters a lot. You will see one boy talking to another boy thinking that it's a girl, but he's talking to another boy. It is happening. So if we do that, we are falling under the hadith which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, man ghashana falaysa minna. The one who has to deceive us is not from us. That is the second damage of not showing your true identity and not putting true information on social media. Coming to the third point which we have to keep in our mind if we are going to be on social media, we have to consider that just because we are on social media, it does not give us the authority or the right to be abusive, to taunt someone, to gossip, to backbite regarding someone. It doesn't give us that right. Mufti Shafi Rahmatullahi Alayh, a great scholar, Grand Mufti of Pakistan, when he spoke about the ethics of media, he writes that just because you have the power of pen, of using a pen, and you can write the way you want, it doesn't give you the authority to backbite or to taunt others. Everything which is impermissible through our speech is impermissible through social media, through texting. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da." You shouldn't backbite one another. It's not a good thing. You know, I was listening to Maulana Ibrahim Bam's bayan, a great scholar of South Africa. He mentions in his bayan that there was a media desk, media company in South Africa known as the Newsletter. When initially they started this media, this platform, they had a section for comments so that people could share their views and they could share ideas with each other. But people are so immature, the comments used to be so immature that they had to stop that section. There were no more comments remaining there. They had to stop that section. So we have to become mature in what we are going to say or speak or write through social media. The other important thing which we have to know, and this is an important point, respected elders and friends, I will ask for your extra attention. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, that O Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, we have made you a balanced Ummah. We have made you a moderate Ummah. What does that mean? That in whatever you are doing, have a moderate approach. Any information you are sharing on social media, think, is it significant? Is it valuable? Is it going to benefit someone? If not, then there is no need of forwarding it. And subhanAllah, this new trend of informing others that I was the first one to know this and I was the first one to inform regarding this has created so much of damage in the society, only if we could understand. I will tell you about a fresh incident a few years ago, and I'm mentioning this incident because I interact with that family. And one member of that family still shows bitterness towards the community because of the way the matter was dealt. A few years ago, one brother passed away. He passed away in a place which was away from his house. The brothers, when the information came, the brothers reached there to pick up the mayyat. And when they were there, Allahu Akbar, the scenario was such, the person was lying down on the sofa. And there was blood dripping from his chest. And there was no t-shirt on him. So as we reach there, I'm listening to this other brother saying that, you know what, this brother had a habit of smoking weed and he was on drugs. So it's possible that is something which might have affected him. And that is why he must have passed away like this. Because the scenario was created in such a way as if he has passed a natural death. So regardless of that, that's a different topic on its own. The mayat was brought to the hospital to verify. The doctor checked and he found a scar behind on the head. And he said, this is not a natural death. This is a murder. The moment he said that, in the next 2 to 3 minutes, all the photos of this mayat and all the information was in all the WhatsApp groups. All the WhatsApp groups. The wife is waiting at home. She still doesn't know that this is what has happened. And she gets to know from a WhatsApp group. Imagine the pain she must have gone through. Imagine the pain she must have gone through. And she still shows bitterness towards the community. She says that in my moment of tragedy, in my moment of pain, people were doing this on social media. So we have to be very careful on what we share on social media. Sometimes an accident takes place. A young man passes away. The father and mother are still grieving over the passing away of the son. And what are we busy doing? Instead of going to the father and mother and telling them that we are there for you as a son, what are we doing? We are sharing the photos of the car. This is how it was damaged. This was done. This is how the mayit was. Allahu Akbar. We have to think about it. It causes pain to the people who are afflicted in this calamity. So let us be very careful when sharing information on social media. And if this is the matter regarding worldly matters, if this is the story regarding worldly matters, what more about dini matters? What more about Quran or Hadith or a quote which we refer to the Prophet of Allah? Sometimes we'll get an we'll receive an Islamic information, we'll forward it without verifying. Sometimes we should know that where it is coming from. There might be damage in forwarding that information. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that man kadhiba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maqadahu minan nar. If someone has to refer an information towards me, and in reality I'm not the one who has said it, then that person should find his place in Jahannam. Subhanallah, we have to be very careful. Look at this hadith. It's a strong hadith from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is another aspect we have to be very careful about. Basically, to verify before we amplify. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in ja'akum fasikum binaba'in fatabayyanu. If someone has to come to you with a news, fatabayyanu. Verify. Antusibu qawman bijahala. You might end up creating chaos. فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And by the time you realize, you will be left with nothing but regret. Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala who said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if someone utters a word and he thinks that there is no consequences for the words that he has uttered, then that person should make a place for himself in Jahannam because of that particular word he has uttered. You know, I was reading this one article in India. You must have also heard it. In India, it was on social media that so and so person committed such a sin because of which he changed into an animal and he is in this hospital. So all the people in India, they went to that hospital, they broke the gates, they broke the windows and everything to go inside and find this person. And when they went inside, there was nothing like that. Or you must have read that message. It comes out every other week. That this Saturday the Quran is going to be burnt in Germany. This Saturday the Quran is going to be burnt in Denmark. Which Saturday, my brothers? So let us be careful when we are forwarding this sensitive information. The other thing which we have to learn about is that let us not become addictive and glued to this tool which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us. Allah ta'ala gifted us with social media in order to connect to the people around the globe, not to disconnect ourselves from the people who are seated right next to us. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who used to say that I do not regret of any other day than the day in which I do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it shouldn't happen that because of social media or because of our smartphones, we end up in this same damage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us all the etiquettes, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.